Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our worship video. This video is produced especially for the Maryville Church of Christ family in Maryville, Tennessee. But you know what? We've got lots of people following this video each week from all over the nation, in fact, all over the world. And whatever brings you here to this video this morning, we're just glad that you have joined us. We're studying a series of lessons on the topic of prayer, and this is part number 4 in this series called A Praying Life. We believe that right now is especially an appropriate time to explore the depth and meaning of prayer and how important it is in a Christian's life. As born-again Christians, we have special access to God because of Jesus Christ, where we can come to Him freely and openly anytime and in any place in prayer. It's such a blessing, such a privilege to be able to come before God and just bear our hearts openly to Him. In fact, we're not just encouraged to pray in Scripture. We are encouraged to enter into a certain type of praying life where we abide in God's presence and we bring our real selves, the mess and all, openly before Him. In fact, we're encouraged to pray like children, to talk to Him about everything repeatedly and in an unfiltered way. It's more than just bringing requests to God whenever we pray. Pray is about enjoying the presence of your Heavenly Father. And we need that right now. We live in scary and uncertain times. And what we need most is the comforting presence of a caring parent. In stormy times, we need the calmness that God offers for our anxious hearts. The Old Testament book of Psalms might be considered in some ways a manual on prayer. And it's there in that book that we find the writer enjoying the feast of God's calming presence in prayer whenever he sings these words in Psalm 131 and verse 2. I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. This is a skill that we all desperately need to learn in these uncertain days. How do you calm and quiet yourself before God? Well, that's really what prayer is all about. But we have a hard time doing that in the world today, and especially in our hectic culture. Busyness is one of the greatest deterrents of prayer. And therefore, it is the chief enemy of spiritual health. And God knew this because whenever He gave us His Ten Commandments, one of them commands a weekly day of rest because God knew that calming the soul is so important to spiritual health and well-being. But you know, being busy is not just about having a loaded schedule. Busyness is also about the pace at which your spirit is running. And that's the reason why the author Dallas Willard once said that the greatest thing you can do for your spiritual health is to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. But our culture is constantly in a panic. In fact, I think more than facing just a virus pandemic, we're facing a panic epidemic. And we need calmness. We need our souls to be quieted. But this requires some deliberateness on our parts, some intentional time that is spent with God, like a weaned child that finds comfort in its mother's presence alone and not just in the milk that she provides. When you look at the life of Jesus, He was a busy man. The weight of the world was literally on His shoulders. He was in constant demand by the crowds that followed Him. It would have been very easy for Jesus to slip into panic mode, like many of us today. And yet, in Jesus, we see Him being called the Prince of Peace. We see in Jesus a calmness that characterizes His spirit. His calmness came from leaning upon the presence of His Heavenly Father. Now, you might think when you look at Jesus that Why would he even need to pray? Because he's united with God the Father as one. I mean, he's always in a constant connection with God, is he not? And yet, when we look at Jesus, we find that he makes specific and intentional time for nothing but prayer. In fact, he regularly would withdraw from the crowds that followed him and find a desolate place and pray. It was during Jesus' prayers that he demonstrates a childlike dependence when he says things like, "The Son can do nothing on his own." You see, Jesus, in his human form, became like a little child, and he acknowledged that he couldn't do life on his own, and so he prays to his Father, and he prays, and he prays. As a human being, we almost never see Jesus multitasking. You know, that's something that we do in the hectic, panicked, busy age in which we live. We think we've got to be involved in so many things all at once. And yet Jesus doesn't do that. We see that he is focused in the present. He is very much available and aware in the moment in which he's living. Because he knew that people needed his focus. And he knew if he was going to serve people well, he needed to tune into his Father's presence in prayer. And so he regularly would take time away from people to be alone with his Father, to replenish that connection and to gain strength and calmness of spirit and confidence in his walk with his Father. Relationships of all types need private space and time together without agendas in order to grow. In his book, A Praying Life, Paul Miller says, "You don't create intimacy, you make room for it." This is true whether you're talking about your spouse or a friend or even God. You need space to be together. Efficiency, multitasking, and busyness all kill intimacy. In short, you can't get to know God on the fly. And yet I'm afraid too often that's what I've tried to do, and I think a lot of us have tried to do. In all of our busyness and hurriedness of life, we've tried to tack a short prayer sprinkled along the way in our hurry workaday lives. And so we should certainly be in a constant spirit of prayer. We should pray without ceasing and always be praying no matter what we're doing. But if we're going to develop deep intimacy with God and experience the calmness that we're all longing for, the calmness of his presence, there's just no substitute for making intentional, deliberate, focused times of being alone with God in prayer. That's why we see Jesus going to a certain place in order to pray. And he encouraged you and me to pray that way too by finding a quiet inner room where we simply meet God there face to face and undistracted. Your spirit can't be calmed if you're praying while your spirit is busy doing so many other things at the same time. So if we want the calmness that we're all so desperate to find, we must come before God in prayer and just be with him, like a child coming to sit in the lap of its mother. The opposite of calmness is anxiety. And we're certainly facing an epidemic of anxiety right now, I think. And the only cure is prayer, but not just any kind of prayer. We need the calming prayer of quietness before God. I was really convicted of this recently in my own spiritual walk when I read a quote that maybe many of you have run across too. It said this, "Worry is worshiping the problem." There's a way of praying where we can get up from the prayer and still carry the load of anxiety, where we've prayed about the problem, but we've never rested in God's presence. Prayers are quick. Prayers that are said quickly are prayers where we just come before God just to pray about the problem. But it takes much more time to soak in the peace of God's presence, to release our stress and hand it over to Him. The only way to experience peace and calmness in prayer is to stop trying to be God in your life, to stop trying to be a little God who's in control of everything. As the psalmist would say in this passage, "My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things that are too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quieted myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content." We must learn to stop concerning ourselves with matters that are too great for us. It's not our responsibility to run the universe or to understand all the mysteries of life, but instead it's our job to glorify God, to surrender to Him, to acknowledge His love and His presence, and to serve Him willingly for the joy that it brings. Instead of trying to control everything, we've got to calm ourselves by acknowledging our helplessness and our dependency and surrendering to our Father. Calmness comes when we become like little children that are resting on their mothers. There's a close connection between God's peace and prayer. While writing, interestingly enough, from a prison cell, a place that could have been filled with worry and anxiety, the Apostle Paul gives his readers this advice in the book of Philippians. "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all that He has done. And then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything. Anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Instead of trying to control your life and worship the problem, each one of us has to learn to pray about everything. Like a child, we must tell God everything. And that means spending intentional time just with Him. When we calm ourselves and we rest in His presence, we will experience God's peace. Not just peace from God, but God's very own peace will come upon us. It's something that's hard to explain, really, unless you've experienced it. It's kind of beyond understanding. But there's a difference in a nursing child coming to its mother for milk and a weaned child who comes to its mother simply satisfied to be in her lap. And peace comes when we learn to pray that way, when we don't just come to God asking for things from Him, but we come to Him simply to be with Him, like a weaned child coming to its mother. And it's then that His peace will guard our hearts from anxiety and guard our minds from worry. This is the blessing of a praying life. Thanks so much for joining our worship video today. I hope that you found the worship to be inspiring and uplifting, and that the message today was an encouragement to you. I know at times like we're living in right now, it's important for us to really look deeply into our own lives to ask the question, what are the things that really matter the most? This pandemic has forced us to slow down and to really reevaluate a lot of things in life. I'm sure it's true for you like it is for me. I've been looking at my life and I realize there's a lot of things I spend a lot of time, energy, and effort on that really don't matter that much. The things that matter most in life are things like faith, family, and friends. And ultimately, when this life comes to an end, and that's coming for all of us, all that matters is our relationship with God. And God has invited you and me into a relationship with Him. He has so graciously and lovingly, through Jesus, has invited us into a life of peace amid storm, calmness amid anxiety. Doesn't that sound good? Don't you want that to be true? Well, I would encourage you to look at the claims of Christianity. If we can help you by sending you some materials, or perhaps walking alongside of you and corresponding with you through email or through a phone call, we want to do everything we can to help you understand the marvelous promises that God makes in Scripture and how that you can have confidence and peace amid troubled times, knowing that your soul is at peace with God because of Jesus Christ. But there are some steps of response that we must take to have that kind of confidence, and we'd like to talk to you about what it means to be born again. The Scripture talks about how in order to enter the kingdom of God, we must be born again of water and spirit. And if we can talk to you about what that looks like and what that means, we want to. So please contact me at the email address you see here on your screen, and I'd like to talk to you some more about it. I want to say just a word to the Maryville Church family. It's been really tough not being with each other at the building, but it's been a blessing to be able to see your smiling faces each week on our worship video. If you'd like to send a greeting to the church family, you can send a note that'll be printed in the church bulletin. Leanne's been so great to put those in each week. Or maybe you want to send a video greeting. You can email that to Bert Paddock or to myself, and we'll make sure that it's included in an upcoming worship video. Well, hopefully we'll be able to meet together again soon. Please be in prayer for our shepherds as they've got really challenging decisions to make as they're trying to watch out for our safety and to be concerned about those that are vulnerable and make sure that we're loving our neighbors as ourselves. So please give them lots of grace. Please give a lot of understanding and trust that they are working really hard to make good decisions for us as a church family. I want to say a word of thanks to all of you all. I've been really so encouraged by how generous that you've continued to be each week. The contribution continues to come in as you believe in the Maryville mission that we're a part of together here as a church to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you've been so generous to continue to contribute. We've been having some trouble with our online giving. You may have noticed that. We're trying to get that resolved, but if you want to send a check, you can bring that to the church office, or we've got shepherds each week that are stationed at the lower parking lot on Sunday mornings, and you can bring your check by there, or you can just, if you need prayer from any of our shepherds, or if you need some communion supplies, they're there to provide those for you. But I hope that you'll be giving yourself over to prayer. Pray for our nation. Pray for our government, our leaders, our president, as they have decisions to make. Please pray for all of those that are working so hard in the medical profession to try to develop a cure or a vaccine. And then also those that are on the front lines that are working so hard to help those that have been impacted by the virus. It's been great to be together here this morning, and we look forward to our next worship video. Just continue to check Facebook and our Maryville Facebook page, where you'll see all the announcements and videos that are uploaded on a regular basis, including weekly worship videos and daily devotionals are being posted there. May God go with you and bless you during this time, and we hope to see you soon.